Hey, yo, what's up? This comedian Javon Bibbs of Straight Outta Low Cash. Hey, check out this throwback clip of me performing at Jokes and Notes in Chicago. It's throwback, man. So I want y'all to check it out, but keep rocking with the best. This is the team, S-O-L-C, Straight Outta Low Cash. Peace out.
St. Louis, doing this thing all across the country, Laughpalooza, BET's comedy. Start clapping right now. Yeah, clap your head up. Hand together for my man, Javon. What's up, Joseph? No, it's good for y'all to see us, man, coming out here today. We appreciate that. A lot of fine women that have been here. Dime pieces, give it up for y'all to see us. Dime pieces, give it up for y'all to see us. Y'all look good. I appreciate y'all. You know, you don't get a whole club full of nice looking women all the time. You know, I can't, there's a couple of cities, I couldn't even be like, give it up for all the dime pieces. You know what I'm saying? I had to be like, give it up for all the car wash tokens in the building tonight. Cold in the motherfucker in Chicago, I'm not playing for this, man. You know it's cold when you pull over and ask a homeless person where they got their jacket from. I'm sweat and blood on my hand too, man. Where you get your jacket from? You know it's cold when you just leave out your house and you just bust out running. With no other reason. I'm gonna get straight chasing you. Some of them cold. You can't even be no thug for real in this weather. You know, matter of fact, you're gonna be a thug and your damn nose running. Just give me all your motherfucking money. And some Kleenex too, the soft kind. This shit getting crazy out here though nowadays. But y'all got some nice ass criminals in Chicago though, man. Niggas that are breaking your car, but then lock the door back so nobody else get into it. Y'all niggas down here, boy. I'll be doing my little thug. I did some thugs. I think it's gonna put me on the map. I had to fit in. You know what I'm saying? Me and the nigga Ball here was together. This dude rolled up on us. He was like, a lot of y'all comedians funny as shit, man, but off stage, y'all some bitch ass dudes. I was like, damn. So I just slapped this nigga so hard, his leg came up out of his wheelchair. By the way he was laying, I could tell he wasn't ready. Yeah, nigga robbed me out here and told me he knew my family. Now I'm like, now you getting a little bit too comfortable. Now I'm walking past a little dude, a White Castle down here on down 79. This nigga jumped out, put your motherfucking hands up. I'm gonna put my hands up and everything. He thought, hold on, man. Turn your face to the side a little bit more. I turn my face to the side. This nigga thought, my man, it's your mama named Sandra. I'm like, yeah. He talking about, is your father named Jerome? Yes, sir. This fool talking about, man, you getting big motherfucker, man. God damn, man. And you might remember, my name is Slim. I stay in that third house. Don't look at me in my eyes. I stay in that third house up there on the left. I'm like, all right, no shit. I'm gonna let him know I saw you out here. I tried to walk off. Who nigga talking about, man? I still need your wallet. You know, man. Ain't that a bitch? Everybody, who got on clean clothes, man? Clean clothes makes a noise. If you ever hear you, not the same underwear you had on at work today when you was in a new outfit. I'm like, you went home and changed. It was about, man, clean clothes and shit, you know, not being musty, you know what I'm saying? A musty person fucked up your whole Saturday night, won't they? Just when somebody said musty, it made you hungry a little bit. You need so much to make you want to get some beef fried rice or a gyro. Get a gyro with five onions on it, man. Women, they make sure they don't get money. Well, woman, they cake on so much fucking deodorant. I mean, y'all cake on so much deodorant, y'all lift y'all arms up. It be looking like wet cocaine dripping down on your arm. You can take my whole party, man, let you ride like this. Fellas, I'm gonna give y'all a tip. This, you know, this 2011, you know, make sure y'all shoes up the pole when you're talking to women. Because women ain't gonna fuck. Y'all, no matter what kind of car you drove me in, if your shoes fucked up, that's when a woman's whole attitude changed. Am I lying, women? Keep your shoes up the pole, man. I'm talking about, you could have put them outside in a brand new Bentley DT, but when she gets in them shoes, oh, man. She could be like, hey, what's going on with, what's your name, Curtis? Oh, that's your Bentley DT, I said. That motherfucker too tight, you hear me? Well, all right then, nigga, I'ma holler at you. There's some LA girls.
They must be his work boots. I ain't seen that.
Well, why y'all see a dude coming to y'all in the club, you know you don't want to talk to him? Why the fuck you turn this up in Twiller boots? Nigga come across the room, here you go. Oh my God, girl, look at those shoes again. You told him shit, let me call me that. Oh, yeah, I appreciate women, man. But you know, y'all ain't gonna never just turn us down in the club, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all gonna turn us down, we gonna downplay it to our partners. I'm gonna tell y'all that right now. You know what I'm saying? We can be with our partners and be like, man, no girl over there in the red, bad in the mouth. Your partner be like, holler at her, then you go over to holler at her, but then you get back with your friends too fast. You know what I'm saying? They're like, what the fuck happened? You gotta say some bullshit, make it sound whatever. What the fuck happened? You be like, oh, man. Man, that bitch ain't ready for the pound. It's gonna go anyway. My whole thing though, said, you know, my whole thing coming up, you know, I wanna settle down with a female with a big ass booty. You know what I'm saying? I said, hell no, a big booty. I said, yes, that's what I wanted to do. You know, I thought about it, like, now, come around, get her pregnant. You know, my daughter. A lot of people run around here, jokes and nose in Chicago with a big ass booty. You know, and I want my daughter to run around here like that with a big ass booty. You know, and I thought even deeper. I said, you know what, in a damn show, don't want my damn son running around here with a big ass booty like that nigga. My son think he be no motherfucking thug. Niggas be running up like, man, you know that nigga James done killed 9 people down on King Drive. Like, James, oh, she lost. She, what's James? Nigga, big booty James, man. He killed all them people. I didn't know it was him. They got him in his house of Darion James on camera, man. I appreciate women, man, you know. They just like, you know, y'all all look good and stuff like that, you know. But if you know you look good, you know, you gotta see it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that. Like, you know, I remember one little chick, man, she used to say it all the time. Like, I know I look good. I get tired of it. I just said, we was in the club, the chicks was looking at her, she's like, I know I look good. I just turned around and said, you know what? You would look good if you was a lady gorilla or a hyena. She was like, what? And I was like, yeah, did you see them two niggas I was just talking to? It was animal control officers. They just asked me 2 times already was I here with you. She was talking about, whatever then. But the family that ugly, why you up here with me? I was like, shit. Bitch, you know how much a real hyena would cost me? Appreciate not women, man. Y'all come out here, y'all get y'all natural hairdos and shit like that. Them natural, I love them motherfuckers, man. Who like them natural hairdos? Yeah, don't we like them natural fucking hairdos? Just put some juice in that shit, though, man. Don't just have that shit just be natural and that be it. You know what I'm saying? Put some oil in it. I'm arguing with my cousin. I'm like, you know your motherfucking hair too. That's just too fucking dry. You know your hair too fucking dry when you combing it. It sounds like a nigga walking through some leaves. Thought somebody was in the front of our house. I'm looking out the window. Then my girl, she gonna, you know, my girl, she gonna cut her fucking hair off, like the low cut. Oh man, now she come to the house and run like barbershop powder and shit. But she be still trying to do sexy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking went in the bathroom about a week ago. Going in the bathroom. She got a low haircut. Went in the bathroom, put on some lingerie and a fucking wave cap. She came out the bathroom with a high look. I was like, bitch, like, cheeky. Now go back in the bathroom. Put that fucking wave cap on. I don't like the way you do that right there. She should have broke up with her anyway, man. She had real little bitty teeth in her mouth. You know what I mean? Anybody got their kids in the car right now? Anybody got their kids in there? My nephew's in the car right now over his situation. Like, you know, she had real little bitty teeth in her mouth, man. He said, you don't tell her teeth look like White Castle. Like, looking at the news lately, man. We gotta appreciate, you know, we got Barack Obama. Who are, ain't Barack from Chicago? Yes. Damn right, man. Give it up for Barack, man. We sure appreciate him, man. Bringing our troops back and shit, you know, that's a good thing, you know. But then they got this little thing where they trying to do about the don't ask, don't tell. You know, they trying to have it where you reveal, you know, if you gay or not. And no, what the fuck, we don't need to know that. You know what I'm saying? You gay, you gay, you know? They say, you know, because they might throw our fucking enemies off. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing. You know, gay people in the military, nobody know it. Our enemies ain't never had no fucking grenade flung at them underhand, had it. You know? Why gay people always like they want to laugh? They don't never laugh. They just hit that motherfucking face there. Like, real guys, we know it's certain stuff that make you gay out back. You know what I'm saying? You can't do certain shit around us. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if you're gay. I've noticed that the guys up here question. Is it gay for two niggas to be up under one umbrella? Well, who more gay? A nigga hold the umbrella, a nigga done snuck up under the umbrella. That's drizzling. That's fucking good. I mean, this fool done went to Mesa. I think I'm sure he right. He on the right track. Because he went to Mesa. I'm thinking, I know he gonna be gay. This fool done bought a damn turtleneck that zipped up from the back. They ain't even a bad boy. This nigga wanted me to zip it up for him one day. I said, nah, man, that's how they worry on their shoulder blades out. It is your speed. And then one time, me and him in the club together, fucking the jam came on. There was that Halle Berry, Halle Berry. That one came on, I'm listening to this nigga. This nigga talking about some Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry. Hey, look at this hand on this song. My whole thing, you know, getting older now, you know, having kids and shit. I was like, you know, women, y'all main wish. That men, we could, y'all be wishing this on us that we could be the ones that had a baby so we can see how it feels. Don't y'all be wishing that on us tonight? We have a fucking baby. Man, we can barely handle a fucking brain freeze. We can't push my whole fetus up out of us. We can't handle that pressure. You know? And the roles will be reversed now. You know what I'm saying? Instead of us getting that call, it'll be y'all. You know what I'm saying? Your phone rings. You pick it up. Hello? You're like, hello, can I speak to Tawana? She's like, yeah, this her. Who is this? Yeah. This is James, Tawana. James, and what's going on, James? Nothing. I'm sitting up here. Tawana, I'm pregnant. You pregnant? By who, James? By you, Tawana. She know you ain't. She's on the phone, like, on the clip. Tawana, friend in the room with a girl. Who was that? Girl, James. Kyle, every time I got him pregnant. Like, girl, James. The Duffy James? Like, no, girl. Which James?
Girl, big booty jams.
James had to break the news to his partners, like, hey, man, I ain't gonna be able to play in the YMCA basketball league with y'all no more.
Man, what the fuck? What's going on? You sprained your ankle?
No, man, shit. I'm straight pregnant like a man. Like, man, oh, shit, that, all y'all niggas been doing it wrong, man. I'm playing dice, but look, James, just this nigga water broke. Yeah, this the boys last night, man. All right, y'all, this is my town, Javon Bibbs. Follow me on Twitter. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
It's my song right there. Y'all give me a vote for one more time. Hey! All that ass, in no jeans, in white blue, in rascals knees.
I'm 40, I don't need you one more word.